Every morning, Greg and Rachel Houston help their two daughters, Miriam and Hannah, get ready for school. Miriam is a second grader at Brentwood Elementary, and Hannah is a sixth grader at Lamar Middle School. Around 7:15, they leave their house, and the four of them head towards Brentwood Elementary on their bikes.
All right, you girls ready? Hey, turn your lights on, please. We do try to promote everybody riding with lights that they have, even when it's like daylight out here, especially this time of day, it's hard for cars to see. And, you know, the more visible you are, the better.
They're the first leg of a neighborhood bike train. Houston is an avid cyclist. 2 years ago, he started the bike train with some other neighborhood parents. There are designated stops along the route where kids can wait and join the line of bikers to school. Houston says he wants to get his kids more comfortable with riding.
They learned that it's safe to ride on the street, how to ride on the street, how to look for cars, how to ride in a group. And it really helps them when they get to school because their minds are alert because they've already been active before they've started the day.
Houston leads the pack as some kids join the bike train. He encourages the kids to stick together.
All right. Keep it up. You're almost there. Good job.
Halfway to school, the Houstons meet up with the Batson family. Sandy Batson says physical exercise is just as important as what students are learning in the classroom.
I think it's really important for parents to supplement, you know, exercise and physical activity in any way you can, because they're not getting those same types of play involvement and social structure play in school.
While the Brentwood bike train is all year round, many National Bike Month advocates use the month of May to have students and parents get a sense of what it's like to bike to school. On National Bike to School Day last week, Erin Kolecki organized a Bike to School Day ride to her children's school, Grandview Hills Elementary.
Mine won't go through. I have pegs and mine won't go through.
The kids have to cross a highway, so they can't bike as often, but they said they'd do it again.
It was awesome.
I want to do it again. Awesome.
We crossed Boulder. It was fun.
Back on the bike train to Brentwood Elementary, the kids arrive at school and lock their bikes. Greg Houston says the bike train's success depends on the community.
The thing about it is nobody's the owner. It's a community thing. You know, yes, I got the idea and got it going, but without all these people, it doesn't work.
Houston says he'd like to expand the bike train model to other communities in Austin. Kate McGee, KUT News.